New documents about the Pasco police shooting in Southeast Washington were released this week by the Franklin County prosecutor. Now the family of Antonio Zambrano Montez and the Tri-Cities are grappling with fresh details of his death in February. Correspondent Anna King reports.
The data was uploaded to a website early Wednesday afternoon. People began to download it, then digest.
Do we know what's being held back at this point?
No.
A lot of the pictures, maybe.
And that's I think, something that we should definitely push for.
We're in a heated up house in Old Pasco. A ceiling fan and box fan whisper. 10 people crowd around 3 flickering laptops on a plastic folding table. They're watching some of the new videos of Zambrano Montez's death. There's also a 500-page document and transcripts from the witness interviews and Zambrano Montez's family. The Franklin County prosecutor says this is just the first release of information collected since the February shooting.
Overwhelming.
That's Sierra Trinidad of Pasco. She's 24, a home care provider, and a member of the newly formed group Tri-City Community Solutions. The small band has been protesting for Pasco police accountability.
There's a lot of information that I could see. I haven't been able to look at all of it, but still, we know that more information that we would have liked them to release all of it.
These are some of the facts emerging in this first healthy batch of documents and eyewitness videos from the scene.
Are you serious? Don't have tasers?
Tasers were used by police. A coroner's report found a taser probe in his left forearm and one in the back of his head. An eyewitness told an officer he was plucking out the barbs like pebbles. Bullets were flying.
Ah.
8 videos released this week caught the hunt. Bystanders described children being everywhere that afternoon. In the videos, you can see people standing outside their cars near a Mexican cafe and a supermarket. Police fired 17 rounds. 7 hit Zambrano Montez. One bullet blasted through a window and struck a soda refrigerator at a nearby Metro Mart. There are conflicting accounts of Zambrano Montez's interactions with the police before he ran across the intersection and they shot. Police turned in rocks found at the scene, and there was blood found on one. Some witnesses told police Antonio Zambrano Montez threw a rock at a police officer. Others said Zambrano was running away with his hands up as if to surrender.
Corrió con las manos arriba, como en señal de rendimiento.
The Franklin County prosecutor, Sean Sant, has acknowledged that somewhere near 100 gigs of information is a lot to sort out. Antonio Zambrano Montez had a lot to sort out in his life. That's according to his family members in recorded interviews. He had broken his hands around 6 months before the shooting. He'd been out of work recovering, and he was in a lot of pain. His aunt said he hadn't seen his girls in nearly 10 years. His cousin told detectives Zambrano Montez had been using methamphetamines when he had been depressed, and a toxicology report showed meth in his body when he died. But this man, Zambrano Montez, was Agapita Montez Riviera's son. She dabbed her eyes with a white washcloth Tuesday. It was just after she had been sequestered into the prosecutor's office to watch graphic videos of her son's death. The prosecutor wanted her to see them before they were released publicly. Facing a scrum of reporters, her face was solemn, taut. Through an interpreter, she said she had a lot of memories of her son.
Hay muchas, pero pues.
But he was really joyful, especially when he was with us.
She and her husband, now like everyone else, have new information. Here at the county courthouse in Pasco, they watched their son die again. I'm Anna King reporting.